Special Testimonies for Ministers and Workers. Number 6. Frequent Cause of Failure. But frequently, when placed in high positions of trust, men fail to take time to pray. They think they have no time to train their every faculty to respond to the convictions of the Holy Spirit. But if these men would sit at the feet of the meek and lowly Jesus, they would carry out sacred responsibilities confident, not in themselves, but in their God. They would render to God the sacrifice of a noble, self-denying, cross-bearing life. Jesus would be enthroned in their hearts, giving them physical, mental, and moral power to make Him known. God longs to work through those to whom He has given capabilities for great things. He longs to see those who occupy responsible places representing Him to the world. He desires that Christ be acknowledged as the greatest teacher the world has ever known, and that He shall shine through their minds as the light of the world. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. But in order that this may be, God demands that every intellectual and physical capability be offered as a consecrated oblation to Him. But some men, as soon as they are placed in sacred positions of trust, regard themselves as great men. And this thought, if entertained, ends the desire for divine enlightenment, which is the only possible thing that can make men great. Those who take this view extinguish all chance of true greatness in themselves, because they will not become illuminated by the Sun of Righteousness. But men cannot extinguish the light of life, even though they close their eyes tightly, in order that they may not see it. The Sun of Righteousness shines none the less because the poor, foolish human agent surrounds himself with self-created darkness.